Joined here by head coach Chet Hurley of the Milan Lady Wildcats. I'm sure they've seen enough of Brookfield to last them for the season. They played Brookfield back-to-back in the third-place game, Tri-Rose Classic, last Saturday. Saw them again, went to Brookfield, and it was a closer game, but couldn't get over the hump in either game against Brookfield. So a little bit of a losing streak here for the Lady Cats as they have a home game coming up tonight. It's been a while since they've been able to play in their still new facility, Knox County at Milan tonight. Milan hadn't played a home game until since the 22nd of November. That must feel like about a month ago, Coach.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago, that's for sure, especially when you're on tournament week. That makes it for a long week also. So, we're happy to get back home.
It wasn't a win on Tuesday, but it was a lot more competitive game. The game last Saturday was 30-20, so a really low-scoring game. But it looked like the rematch against Brookfield is more competitive. Do you kind of feel like the girls are starting to climb out of this little slump they've been in?
Well, I think so. We'll see over time. That's just kind of the growing pains we're going to go through a little bit this year, and hopefully those growing pains get to be less and less. It was better the other night. Didn't get to pull out the win, but we're much more competitive. We competed real hard, and if we put that team on the floor, we'll be all right.
You doubled your point out at an outage, and I know you holding Brookfield to 30 last Saturday is really good, but scoring 20, that's an issue. But you scored 40 against Brookfield. What worked better for you offensively the second time around against the Bulldogs?
Well, we just shot a little better. We didn't shoot very well in the first game at all. The zone that the North Shelby put on us just kind of flabbergasted us a little, and that's what Brookfield did also. And they had pretty good ball handlers, weren't able to full court press and turn over too much. So that was just a little bit of it. We just got in a little funk, and we didn't shoot great the other night against the second time, but we shot a lot better. So if we can just keep working we got to shore some things up here and there, and I think we'll be okay.
Sometimes we can go into 20-minute-long interviews and talk about strategy and X's and O's and everything, and sometimes it just comes down to the ball didn't go in the hoop. Had good shots.
Yeah,
at some point, that's kind of basketball 101, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's called basket, right? Basket's goal, so got to put it in there.
Certainly, Coach. I know North Shelby has a really nice team, so that was a tough one back on the first. But it looks like overall your defense has been really a strength of this year's team. Do you kind of feel like that athletically, that you can get after some people defensively and maybe create some turnovers and some runouts for your offense that way?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Plus, we're so deep. I feel like we're deep, and so we can run a lot of kids in and out and keep them fresh. So that helps us out a lot. But yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We haven't got it down packed and great yet, but I don't think we're supposed to right now. So that's what we're working towards.
Who's kind of taking the bull by the horns? Because the girls knew going into the summer, going into the fall, that Katie Pauly's out at UVA. So she's not coming back for a mile in uniform any time. So somebody had to kind of step forward and just have that mindset of, I'm going to be a go-to player for this team. Who did you kind of see take the bull by the horns and kind of take that position over the summer?
Well, I don't know if I've got one particular kid. They all just, I think, just started realizing, hey, if we play together and as a group and as a team, we can get pretty solid in that. I think we started seeing that. We've had different kids step up just about every night, and that's fun to watch. Just still got to be more consistent, but I think that we have the personnel to have different kids step up on different nights. So we're looking forward to that.
Last week's tournament, I asked Andrea this last week, and I certainly, with her Knox County and Milan, she's been around the Tri-Rivers before it disbanded a number of years ago. I know the kids, that go through the, they don't really remember the Tri-Rivers, but does, for the fans, they wanted to kind of have a nostalgic sort of tournament. Do you kind of feel like they've kind of hit the mark with that tournament last week? Is it pretty fun?
Yeah, it's a fun tournament, and real competitive. It's been real competitive since they started it. I think the number one and number two seeds this year were pretty cut and dry, but you know, 3 through 8 were not, you know. So it's just been real competitive and get good crowds over there. It's, you know, which is great. It's like postseason crowds almost, and that's fun. And you got student sections going at it, and that's fun. So, yeah, it's been a great tournament so far.
Outstanding. You got a home game tonight, Coach, and as, you know, we said at the front of the interview, it's been a long time since you've had a home game. You know, over, I'm doing the quick math, I think over 3 weeks since you played Novinger. Girls excited to have a game at your new place?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they are real excited about it. You know, just to be able to not get on a bus and travel, we get to stay home, and I think we'll have fun and we'll go out and compete really hard.
What is what's the scouting report on Knox County? Did you get a chance to see them last week at all, or kind of know what the Eagles have?
Yeah, they've got some good kids. They're long, they're athletic. You know, they've only got like 6 kids, so that's. You know, they're down a little bit on numbers, probably a lot like everybody, but they're a little bit farther down, I think. So that kind of hurts them a little bit. But they compete really hard, and they compete against everybody. I mean, they played North Shelby, a 12-point game. And or no, that was been them. That was us. I'm thinking somebody else. They played Clark a real close game. That's mm-hmm, who I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're just going to compete. They compete hard, and we'll have to match that intensity and to be able to compete. And I think we'll be okay if we do that.
Yeah, I was about to ask you if North Shelby was the best team in that tournament last week, and I can't remember off the top of my head what happened in their game against Schuyler, but Schuyler is just a load this year. Yeah, I was looking at here this 0-4 start for Knox County. They've been competitive other than that Schuyler County game, but that Schuyler County team, that might be the best girls team they've had in a long, long time over there.
Yeah, they're loaded. North Shelby did beat them by 3 or 4
gotcha.
In the championship, and it was a very headed a back-and-forth game, and North Shelby's the real deal, no doubt about it, and so Schuyler. I foresee both of those teams going a long ways in their class, so that was fun to watch.
So, yeah, obviously next week, GRC action started. We're talking out the air. I'm trying to decide where to go for these different ball games, and yeah, there's some really good girls teams in the GRC, but Yeah, the team that I think kind of gets overlooked just because of the size of school and being down there to the south, you're going to Polo on Tuesday. You've had some knockdown dragouts with the Panthers, and I think they've been as solid as anybody just with that consistency monster here for the first 3 weeks of the season. Polo looks really stout.
Yeah, they're big. You know, they're athletic. We know that from softball season. They've got some great softball players. And they're athletes. So, yeah, we'll and going down there, we've always – You know, the 2 games that I played down there have struggled, and we did come away with wins, but it's been a battle. So we're looking for that same thing coming Tuesday night. I haven't looked too much at them, but I know they're big and long, and they press, so we'll have to handle that and see what we can do.
Yeah, South Harrison, you know, battling consistent a little bit. They played Platte Valley a couple of times. The time on Tuesday was a lot closer. Trenton's kind of been up and down a little bit. You got Gallatin, they look improved, but they took one on the chin against Meadville last night. So I'll get started next week. And yeah, you know, looking at it from your guys' perspective, Coach, you make that long trip to Polo. Polo looks like they're going to be a, you know, top 2 or 3 team in the GRC. If you go down there and you swing a victory at Polo, you immediately kind of set the tone that Milan's going to be in this thing.
Well, that's what we're going to try to do. Oh, we feel like we need to be in the conversation at least. And but we know what Polo is. They're good. They're long. They're athletic, and you know, they got some boats. I don't for that first place, and that's, you know, they deserve that because they lost a couple of key components, but they're still a nice ball club.
Absolutely. Next week, Milan is at Polo. Next week, conference play starts, and Milan has a couple of long road trips. Polo on Tuesday, Maysville on Friday. I'm going to be following the Cats on Tuesday the 20th. Just made this decision yesterday. Milan at Atlanta. Never been over to the Atlanta gym, so I'll look forward to that trip. Milan at Atlanta Tuesday the 20th. You can hear those games on KTTN-FM 92.3. Coach, good luck tonight against Knox County. We'll catch up with you again next Friday and talk a little Maysville Wolverine basketball.
I appreciate it.